Come here, Bob and Ray.
Thank you.
And now Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Well, the time seems to have flown. I guess that's it for today. But, we'll be back later.
Well, you got the last page there, Ray.
Oh, who did that? Oh, I'm sorry. I pulled into the script and I made a mistake. That's all.
All right, well, let's...
Would you want to hear your theme music again, Webb? Oh, cut it out.
I'd let it happen that way again.
Oh, come on. I don't want to... My mother didn't like that music. She said it made me sound like I was...
We decided we won't...
A veterinarian dummy.
A ventriloquist dummy.
Oh, yes.
Oh, we're not going to use it anymore anyway, so...
All right.
You don't have to worry about it.
Bob, we have a thrilling new Private Eye series. I think tonight will be the first and last installment, according to the advanced previews I've heard of it. And it's called Johnny Crescendo. My name is Johnny Crescendo. You don't like it? Tough. That's my name, and I like it. And I fight to keep its good name, too. I like to hang out at a place in the village called Chico. I don't own it or nothing, but it's kind of a nice, warm place. Chico ain't a bad sort and lets you run up the tab with a few bills. My occupation? Sitting at a piano stool, noodling around, playing some real cool chords. Occasionally, I like to work out for $100 a day plus expenses, tracking down some things. It was a wet night about 3 months ago. I was sitting at the piano. This creepy-looking figure came in the door and moseyed over towards me. I figured I had a real live one coming along, and...
You, Crescendo?
Yeah?
Mind if I sit down?
Not on that stool, buddy. If you want to talk to me, stand off.
I want to talk business with you, Crescendo.
Wait just a second. I want to hit a couple of cool ones.
What we always do is bad business is this in here.
Chico ain't in this for money, buddy. Now, what do you want to see me for?
Well, let me tell you my story and see if you can help me. I don't know whether you can or not.
Hey, see, just a second. Turn around.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
What?
Somebody pasted a kick me sticker on the back of your coat.
Oh, would you mind taking it off?
What an idiot are you anyway?
I wondered why folks have been kicking me all
over. Here, I'll take it off.
I must have put that on in the parking lot. See, I went to pick up my car about an hour ago, and I discovered the hood ornament was missing.
Yep.
Two of the hubcaps gone.
Right.
Well, will you take the case?
What do you want me to do?
I want you to find him, Crescendo.
Well, where were you parked?
Over in the parking lot on 12th and Main.
You know, I come fairly expensive. 100 fish a day plus expenses.
100 fish a day? You're kidding.
You laughing at me or my piano buddy? Either way, you're going to get a fat lip.
Well, I guess you know $100 a day to find a hood ornament and two hubcaps is pretty steep.
Well,
go ahead. Go play some more. Don't mind me.
No, I was going to say...
Let's talk this thing over.
Well, I was going to say about $90.
Oh, come on, Christian.
Expenses, sir.
This job, you ought to be able to work this out in...
Well, I...
2 or 3 hours time.
I think I know who did it. The kid in here a few hours ago, nervous type, looked like a fellow would grab a hood on him.
That's so? Did he have anything with him? Looked suspicious?
He had a, kind of a hood ornament on his jacket.
Yeah.
At the time, I thought it looked like something that would come from a
shaped
car.
Like a big bird?
Yeah. Yeah. I can put my hands on that right away.
How about hubcaps? Did he ever use them with him?
I couldn't see that. How about $30?
Oh, come on. If you said something like 5 or 10, is that the kid over there? The one with the...
I'm not saying till you give me my $2.
Oh, wait just a second, Crescendo. Hey, kid. Where'd you get that hood ornament?
The way it goes for me, all the time. I'll be back again next week. Don't you miss it.
now for a brief cultural reminder on behalf of this weekend's CBS radio concert of the New York Philharmonic.
Well, what should we say about it?
Well, we can say what they're going to play, I guess.
Well, it slips my mind. The conductor, though, is... I know he has my microphone. They took it from this very studio and brought it up to Philharmonic Hall or Carnegie Hall or wherever they play and gave it to Leonard Bernstein. And if he's listening, I want it back. Go ahead, Bob.
I was trying to think of the conductor's name.
Is that who it is? I think so. And that's the Philharmonic concert with the Ray Goulding microphone, direct from Carnegie Hall this weekend on CBS Radio. You know, just a little gentle listening reminder for you all.
Yes, they don't come any gentler than that. I think it was a very good one.
Thank you.
Now, are we going to have our predictions for the year?
Well, it's not time for that now. We've... much too late. Gee whiz, this is the... Think of it, the 20th? Am I looking at the right desk calendar?
Yes, you are.
20th of January.
You know, we were going to get another table up here in a few minutes.
Oh, how come?
Well, we've been keeping the popcorn and the fondue and the other dips on the floor, and I called Willis Kosky, the CBS carpenter at large, to order a coffee table, and he said it should be here any second.
Hope it's made of cherry wood. Say, Bob, you know who's in the audience tonight?
Well, the usual freeloaders and folks who like the cocktail dip.
Yeah, well, besides that crowd, there's a group here who go every day to see that television show, The Right Price Is.
Well, every day? You're kidding there.
No, no. We all get restless now and then.
Well, what are they doing here?
Well, probably a snowstorm or a windstorm or something going on outside. Something inclement, at least.
Yeah.
I'll look out the great Bob and Ray picture window for peek at the small Bob and Ray outdoor barometer.
Here comes Willis Kosky with that new table.
All right, you guys. Where do you want to put this table?
I tell you, set it right in front of the great Bob and Ray picture window, if you will, Willis.
Oh, that's a good idea. The natural light coming through the great picture window will highlight the huge cocktail dips.
Yeah, you can put it in front of the great Bob and Ray picture window, Willis. That'll be great.
Let's see what's so great about the window.
That's good. Very good. Right there is fine.
Yeah, I'm sorry it couldn't be cherry wood.
Wait a minute. That table, Mr. Kosky, is that the standard height for coffee tables?
Well, she runs 19 inches top to bottom.
Ray, is 19 inches the standard height for a coffee table?
Well, I don't know. I thought it was supposed to be...
Higher. 22 inches might be closer to it, Ray.
No, oh, lower. You're way off.
Oh,
lower.
John, lower.
Lower.
Oh, much lower than that. Go way lower than 22.
How about, Mr. Kosky, what do you think?
Well, I guess you guys are way off. Do you have any idea, audience, what it should be?
13.
12. 26. 13, 15. Now, really, take my word for 3.
9. It should be 9.
Well, how about 6?
I wonder if you'd all just be quiet.
11.
All right, quiet now. What's
7's lucky.
Mr. Kosky, what's the right height supposed to be?
21 inches, including the casters under the leg.
Oh, how do you figure 21?
Oh, come on.
Come on, Lord.
I haven't seen plenty of coffee tables. Nothing like that. It was always higher.
Ray, will you tell the folks out there what the small Bob and Ray outdoor barometer reading is?
Pressure in inches is 29.92.
Higher.
Oh, much more than that. Oh, come on. It's higher.
29.92 generally means good weather, so we should all clear out. Lovely, if you'll open the door there.
Rum, de dum, de dum. Come on, arms,
everybody up.
Rum, de dum, de dum, dum, dum.
Well, it seems like this time of year, Mel, and all the rest of you folks, a lot of us wind up suffering from cold miseries.
Haskell, you're so right. And if this happens to you, here's how you can get relief fast with four-way cold tablets.
Here's Stuart Irwin, star of stage, screen, television.
Hello. Ask any actor. One thing we have no use for in the movies is a nasty cold. Who wants to go on the set with muscles sore, head throbbing? I need fast relief of cold miseries.
What do you do for it, Mr. Irwin?
I always take four-way cold tablets. Then I feel better quickly. Four-way is the fast way to relieve cold distress, even of bad virus colds.
That's true. Clinical tests of all the leading cold tablets proved four-way fastest acting. In minutes, Four-Way's exclusive formula speeds wonderful pain reliever into your bloodstream and all through your body. In the same time, the other leading brands showed no trace of pain-relieving medicines. None of the other leading cold tablets, only Four-Way, started so fast to relieve all these cold miseries.
Relieves muscular pains, headache.
Reduces fever.
Calms upset stomach.
Also overcomes irregularity. Today, get Four-Way cold tablets, the fast way to relieve those nasty cold miseries. Four-Way, only 29 cents.
Oh, this is the moment when we call on Natalie Tired to bring to the radio forefront her unusual talent for saying songs. Natalie, I see Eddie is over there ready to accompany you.
Yes, thank you very much. And hello again, everybody. It's grand to be back talking at you.
Goulding tells me that you picked a number that's quite high in the rock and roll field these days. Is that right?
You make many mistakes in English, Bob.
I sent away for
a wonderful course. And talking much, much more better than I used to.
Much better, huh?
Yes, much, much.
What do they do? I've never seen those.
They say you make common mistakes in English.
Mm-hmm.
You know, spelling and don't know when to say use who or whom.
Yes.
I know.
Correct that. Now you know.
Now I know.
When do you use whom?
Well, for instance, like this. Whom are you sitting with?
I'm sitting with Goulding here at the Bob and Ray desk.
Well, I'm just giving you an example.
Oh, I see.
Well, who is it that you're sitting with?
Whom is it she's sitting with?
Oh, is that right?
I don't know
when to use that.
I don't know.
Well, I tell you, when I get through with my course, I'll give it to you, Goulding, and then you can give it to Elliot.
All right, that'll be fine.
Right now, though, I'd like to play a song for you. This is called Seven Little Girls Sitting in the Back Seat. And here we go. Ready?
Right.
Seven little girls sitting in the back seat, hugging and kissing with Fred. I said, why don't one of you come up and sit beside me? And this is what the seven girls said. All together now, one, two, three. Keep your mind on your driving, keep your hands on the wheel, keep your stoopy eyes on the road ahead.
Oh, my word, Eddie, stop!
Wow.
Don't you ever do that again.
What's the matter?
Oh, that's... scared me.
It jumped a mile there, old lady.
Back on my varicose.
Well, do you want to finish your...
the
rendition?
No, my knees have turned to jelly.
Well, you're actually shaking. That's too bad.
All
right, Webb, stop playing with that stuff over there.
I'm going to sit down here just a piece. Do you mind if I have some of this cocktail dip?
Go ahead. I hope that maybe next week you can do that song in its entirety.
Great, huge pitch. Your window's dirty.
I know. Goldie can hardly read the barometer out there, he said.
There you go. You did that, Natalie. I'm sorry I scared you.
Well, I'll be better in a few minutes. Oh.
Huh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Heart is going to jump right through.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's just part of the...
scared me, too.
Ad-lib fun.
I was looking out the window at the time.
What did you see out there? Is it...
looks like a very nice evening. 29.92 usually.
Higher! Oh, Lord! Come on! 30.1!
Good weather, usually. But time has run out on us here, I see. So,
and we'll be back with our usual so longs in just 10 seconds.
It's about so long here, folks. So until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs.
Gunsmoke covers the frontier every Sunday on the CBS Radio Network.
Youth is a time of importance, a time when beliefs, habits, and health are formed. On the job during these important years is your local YMCA. It seeks to bring out the best in a boy, no matter whether it be on the athletic field, in a club meeting, or camping amid the grandeur of nature. Now, during YMCA week, is a good time to salute your local Y. This is KNX, AM and FM, CBS Radio in Los Angeles. KNX on-scene sports coverage is the greatest. Prove it. Listen Friday night at 9:05 for KNX coverage of the Los Angeles.